Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
I think so.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debates.
I've almost got that song down.
Pretty good. She's been studying.
We're only like 200 weeks in on this. And there's only like 8 lyrics. Okay. Hack, what's going on?
We have a
lovely
couple here today. It's Jason and Nicole. They're trying to decide their daughter, should she go to summer camp or not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nicole won the toss. She's going first. Nicole?
Yay.
What's going on? Are you pro camp, anti camp? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much anti camp. I had a pretty bad experience myself, and I'm just really not, I'm not looking to send my daughter away for 2 weeks. She's 11. Her name's Harper. I feel like my husband's egging her on to go, and I don't think it's a good idea. And there's many reasons.
Is your main reason that you had a bad time?
Well, I guess so. I was bullied at summer camp when I was young, and it was pretty traumatic. And you
bullied
know,
by. Girls, boy, everyone who bullied you.
Yeah, both on both sides, unfortunately.
Would Harper be going totally on her own? Like, does she have a friend going with her or anything like that?
No, there isn't anyone that she knows going to this particular camp.
Okay.
So first of all, that's really brave. I give her a lot of credit to even be sort of open to it. But I don't even know that she really, really wants to go. I feel like my husband is, like I said, egging her on a little maybe. And he had a fine experience, but I didn't. And it really kind of messed me up for life. And I think it's like far away to go and for a long time for an 11-year-old.
Are you being serious? Like you really genuinely, I promise I'm trying to treat you with kid gloves a little bit here. You feel genuinely traumatized by your camp experience?
Yeah, for sure.
I never went. I have no idea. All I know is what I've seen in movies, and it just seems like a rip-roaring fun time.
It's not always exactly like the movies.
Okay. But it also seems like you could lose, and I promise I do not mean this about your 11-year-old daughter, but there's like a lot of times there's coming of age things that happen.
Not
even
at 11.
Like your first kiss.
At
11.
Not at 11.
Hack.
Not for me.
My first kiss was at like 15. Side.
Okay. I'm sorry. What
He's
did you
a
say?
A little more on the immature side.
Okay.
So I'm not so much worried about that part, but
just bullying.
Yeah, kind of. Like she's kind of in that in between stage with, you know, coming to puberty and it's just an awkward time, and she just got braces, and
oh boy.
You know, I just I don't know. I just think it's not a good idea.
Well, let's find out why Jason wants her to go. Jason?
Hey, guys. Yai.
Why are you pro-camp? You have a good time?
I think camp is great. I think camp is something that's a coming-of-age thing. I think Harper is ready for this. I think she maybe doesn't say that she's ready for this because she knows how my wife feels about it. Mm. I think that she is really needs to get exposed to some new opportunities and new adventures. And camp is great like that. I mean, and I'm not saying, you know, my wife, she had a bad experience, and that's true. But I've vetted this camp. I've vetted this place. They have counselors. That's what they're there for. To prevent bullying from happening. So,
They don't always see
everything. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, we are
I don't want to turn into, I feel like we're turning into these helicopter parents that want to be there every minute. And I feel like we need to give her a little time out of the nest, you know?
I would feel okay maybe next year. I just think this is just not the right year.
303-222-5423, call or text. When he started talking, I'm just going to say this, I didn't go to camp, and now I'm wondering if it's one of the things that's wrong with me.
Oh.
Like, I was never, I never learned to be alone, I was never out from under my parents until I was on a tour bus. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just without people you knew at all, you just by yourself.
Right, I didn't learn to approach girls or approach dudes and go, hey, we're friends. Yes,
yeah.
I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So do you learn that at camp? Is that where you guys learn
it? I'm telling
you,
there's nothing more fun than being at a camp where there's no, I mean, the adults that are there are, you know, the staff. But they're not your parents. So you feel a sense of independence. You feel a sense of, hey, I'm learning stuff. I'm catching, you know, things.
Yeah, but
are
she's an 11-year-old girl with braces.
Nobody's there in the bunks at night.
What does
nobody's
braces
there.
Have to do with it?
They don't have.
What does braces
in the
have
bunks?
To do with?
No, I'm just saying kids can be mean about different little things, and in the bunk beds at night, nobody's in there, and that's a lot of the time I got really picked on, and then you don't sleep, and then you're afraid they're going to do some trick to you, and it's just not fun. I feel
God,
she's a little
awful.
More mature.
Yeah, this is awful.
I feel like that was the 90s, honey. We're okay now. Things have progressed.
I can see why it'd be hard as a parent, because you're wondering, they're there by themselves, and they're either in the bunk having the greatest time of their life or
the worst.
They're all alone having the worst time of their
and
life.
And literally nothing in between. Like, it's either...
It's not camp for a whole month. It's for a week.
Well, it's true. And I don't know, because we've made a lot of strides as a society for bullying. Like, I mean, we don't put up with stuff like we did in the 90s or whatever. But does that mean that the kids have just gotten kind of sneakier about it? Are they just...
It's not only bullying, but she is a bit immature for her age. She's, very sheltered, and she's very sweet and very kind. And I just think maybe next year would be the better time.
But
you just said it, honey. She's sheltered. I feel like this would unshelter her.
And I'm afraid, Nicole, and I'm not
talking. We don't let her have a phone, and we don't let her watch anything on TV. That's what I mean by that.
No, but
I don't mean she's like that.
They're strict about that at camp, too.
This might be good.
Yeah, exposure to other people from other parts of Colorado or the country or whatever. Yeah,
you get team building. There's team building exercises and races and all that kinds of stuff.
You guys are making great points. Here's the thing: I've never been. I don't feel like anybody here is pro or anti.
Yeah, I've gone to camp, and I actually think it is a positive thing for a young girl. I think I was around, probably right around 11, actually.
Okay.
You just learn how to be away from your parents. Now, maybe 2 weeks is too much right now. Maybe you guys can find a 1 week and compromise.
Yeah.
But
here's what we're going to do. There are people whose kids have been to a camp within the last few years. So we can maybe speak to.
Right.
Is it as traumatic as Nicole is making it out to be? Or is it as fun as you're making it out to be? I don't know which
is. Or is it somewhere in between?
Yeah. Hang on, guys. We're going to get you a jury. Don't move. I do, hearing what he said and hearing what you said, Erica, I feel like I missed an opportunity and neither of my kids went.
The difference is I went with a friend. Every time I signed up, I had one of my friends go.
So you got a safety net.
A safety net. And it was amazing. And that's why I have so many great memories about it. But I still don't think it's bad for this 11-year-old who is sheltered to go make friends.
But what if she goes and she doesn't make friends and it's just 2 weeks of isolation? It's like being in the hole.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't know, because I went to basketball camps, all the camps I went to. So there was at least, even when There's a commonality. Exactly. We all are here to play basketball. You like basketball? Yeah.
Of course I do. I'm at basketball camp.
So you had that, and then you don't, there's not a lot of talking and stuff. You're just, let's play.
Playing basketball.
And we play, So I had that. It's almost a crutch, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm envious of the people who just went to camp and just
had fun.
Here I am. Let's have fun and try stuff, and I'll meet people, and I'll have pen pals later on. Like, that'll be awesome.
Or you won't, and you're Nicole, and you're scarred.
I never kept a pen pal. Mm.
That's because you took a safety net. Like, you didn't do it all the way right. Like, you, I'm sorry, but like, if you really gotta go,
I had a great time.
Okay, great. Should we let Nicole's trauma affect what happens to her daughter? Because that's 100% she's projecting onto her daughter. It's going to be terrible. Yeah. It's like, you don't know. She might go and be great. Or should we let his joyousness project onto the daughter and then she goes there and it sucks? Camp or no camp, 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate between Nicole and Jason, and it's kind of topical because it's about summer camp. I never even asked you, Tiak, did you go?
No, not a summer camp.
Just basketball,
yeah.
But you slept at home at night.
I did both. No, I slept overnight.
Okay.
Yeah, at basketball camps, yeah.
Sleepaway basketball camp counts, I think.
Yeah, that absolutely counts. I'm saying I never slept away from my parents. Unless
it was like a sleepover with the
even
friend.
That we didn't do that. Had like two of those. Like, yeah. So I'm like,
whoa,
codependent.
he still sleeps over there sometimes.
Right.
All right, Nicole and Jason. Nicole doesn't want her to go hurt their little 11-year-old newly braced up daughter because she's like she had a traumatic experience. I'm just giving all the
Nicole had a traumatic experience. Not Harper, their daughter.
Correct.
Because she's not been yet.
And then Jason is like, camp was great. Camp was awesome. He's been to the actual camp they want to send their daughter to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he did. He say that.
Yeah, he said he did. I've been to this camp. Camp.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was I thought he just researched it.
He vetted it. Yeah.
He vetted it. Been to it.
All right. So let's get some jury members in here and figure out if Harper's going to camp or not. Joey?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side.
Yeah.
Easy, Tiger.
Here's my reasoning. First of all, I have gone to camp. And my two of my kids last year went to camp. They absolutely loved it. Yes, they had siblings. I get she may not know anybody, but when I went to camp, I didn't know people until my sisters were older and they could go. Had a blast. There was archery. There was swimming. All kinds of fun activities. Gives her a chance to meet people.
But Joey, was there anybody at the camp who just pulled in an introvert? I mean, it sounds like you found your way to open up. But like, I just picture that one kid who's just like they're the whatever the introverted INFJ, whatever the weird personality type, and they just
hey,
they
maybe
don't...
let's not call them weird.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course there is, but you always try to include them.
Yeah,
you know. But the thing is like stuff from the 80s and 90s. We're trying not to do the same as our parents, so we become softer. And she's creating a generational curse for her daughter and her future grandkids.
All right. Thank you for the call. I just have this. Erica, one quick question.
Yep.
Are girls nice or are girls mean?
Girls can be mean, but I think at 11, you're leaning more towards nice, actually. Inclusion.
How is that girls can be nice?
Well,
yes,
girls,
but they seem to
their default position is mean.
No.
Yeah, then why does Mean Girls slap still? Why does that movie still like
you're talking
have teeth?
About at like 16, 17.
Okay.
This is different. This is a really different time for
this
women.
This is the farm team for teenage girls.
This is not 11-year-old
girls is the farm team.
I am
for-
still close friends with the girls that I was friends with at this age.
Congrats. Alyssa?
Yay.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I mean, I can relate to the mom. I have a 12-year-old and I get it, but I think, you know, you're projecting a little bit of your personal experience from when you were a child. And I think you should let your daughter experience for herself.
Yep.
And either she's going to like it or she's going to hate it. And you won't know until she gets to experience it. So that's my 2 cents.
Mm.
Ding, ding, ding.
I appreciate that. But like I said, I would be okay with next year.
It's such a fine line between projecting and protecting. Like, are you, you've lived it and experienced it. So should you step in if you want to stop? Or
you are a parent to young children. So I'm like, yeah, she should go. But like, you know what this would feel like.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's.
Confided in me a few little things that are girl talk, and obviously I'm not going to talk on the radio and for my husband and whatever. So there are a few little nuances that are still.
That's
in
not
the
fair.
Mix.
That's like
Wait,
that's
what,
like.
What are you talking about?
No,
I
just here's like the girly stuff, you know.
But here's the thing: have you guys been upfront with her about how each of you feels? Because she's not going to be honest with either of you if she feels like she's then picking a side. So you need to face her as a united front.
Yes.
No. This is something she's telling me privately, if you know what
and
I
you,
mean.
You're, oh, my God. And I know what you're insinuating, and I don't. It's
like the thing that happens
yes.
to girls.
Yes.
Okay. It happens.
I know,
no,
but
no,
she's.
No. I know.
But she's pulling in. Like, that's. I don't, Nicole,
There's
that's super unfair.
Other girls there who are going through this.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's true.
Let's get one more jury member. Derek.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Jason's side.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, you know, I think, you know, these camps, I think that she could really surprise you and break out of her shell. You know, I put my kids at camp. I was in camp, and I think, you know, they can learn a lot about themselves, and I think the reward is much greater than the potential for bullying. They could create so many more friendships for life in those situations. So I think the reward is much better than the risk there.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate the call.
Can I read one text?
Yep.
This girl could get bullied anywhere, anytime. It's not exclusively a camp thing, and she needs to learn how to handle herself in diverse situations.
But you're stuck with the bully for 2 solid weeks if you're there.
Yeah.
As opposed to going home to your own bed. But having said that, that's a great text.
It's a great text.
Nicole, we couldn't really find a human on planet
There are
Earth.
A couple texts on Nicole's side as well.
But
that is wrong. Kids are still cruel.
You got smoked. So Harper's going to camp.
Oh.
The other thing too about camp is it's like a neutral ground. You know, everybody's got, you know, sort of getting their footing, you know? So I don't think that that's necessarily the place that you're going to have this problem. And I know that these people that run this camp are good people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just got to find the biggest counselor there. Go right up to him first. No, I think that's jail.
Knock on it. That is jail.
Gosh.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.